Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
By Nats Park, the boys are supposed to have a 7:05. I guess now it's 6:45, right? I gotta
get used to that.
Update my file.
I said 7:05 four times today, and it's just not correct.
No, it isn't. That's something everyone needs to be reminded of, probably. Mm-hmm. They are doing 6:45 p.m. start times now in D.C. all season long, which means on game nights we'll be out of here around 6:15 instead of 6:30. But Charlie and Dave's pregame will still be the 30-minute broadcast that you're used to that takes you right up to first pitch. So 6:45 tonight for the Nationals. I hate 6:45 starts. I'm just raising my hand on this.
Okay.
Last night, as an example, you get home, you turn on the Orioles game, and they're already down a couple runs, and it's 7:00 or whatever. 7:05 is when baseball games should start. People can get there, and it traffic stinks in the city, and getting out of work. I know people don't really work as much anymore, but I like a 7:05 start time. 6:45, I'd imagine, makes it easier to take kids and to bring a family and to stay deeper into the night with the shorter games now. You could probably get out of there by like 9:15 or something, but I'm a 7:05 guy.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way Dad did it. that's the way I'd like to do
that's
it.
That's a good bit. Earlier the better. If they could keep moving it up, I would keep moving it up. I think it's correct. It is impossible to do kids, and even if you don't have your kids with you, you probably have to get home to your kids for a lot of us. So to me, the earlier they can, like, I would start every game at like 5.
You have to get home to your kids. If you're going to a game without your kids, they're going to be asleep when you get home.
No.
You punted on the kids that
so
night.
When your kids get older? They go to bed after like 7 o'clock. They'll go to bed later and later.
Yeah,
so
they're not going to bed at 10:30.
Yeah, they are. That's when mine go to bed.
That's pretty late.
It's awful. I hate it, but them's the facts. So, yeah, I mean, to me.
But my point is you've punted on your parental responsibility that night because you have a thing.
Yeah, to a degree.
You've got a baseball game. You're not coming home to, you know, rush. I got to get home. I got to be home at 10:30 for bedtime. No, like the kids are at home. Whoever's dealing with them is dealing with them, and you'll get home.
Yeah, I'd like to be home as soon as possible. So, to me, if I had my druthers, it'd be like a 5:15, 5:30 start. I think that would be perfect. Every game should start then.
Okay, but in the real world, right, where you're opting into a baseball game and you're opting into a few hours at night, 6:45 is the earliest that it, like, if they want to go to 6:15 or 6:20, or I think the Marlins or some team does like 6:10 games now. Absolutely not.
And it's working great. I mean, droves of people are going to that stadium. What's that? Oh, no one goes?
This, to me, is more of a sign, though, of you would never have done this if people still worked in offices the way they used to and had to be at work and then come over. It's almost like the expectation is you're not at the office, or you're able to just leave the office whenever you want to get there. Because the majority of your clientele works, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, a 9 to 5 in this area, by the time you got out of work, got home, changed, went to the game, getting there by 7 is a challenge. So when you take 20 minutes, you think about Half Street. Think about the metro and the visual when we're sitting up, if we go to the press box, let's say, the 6th floor behind home plate, and everyone's streaming from the
Navy Yard Metro
down Half Street into the center field gates. for the first, second, even the third inning sometime, it's a huge line of people trying to get into the game.
Totally.
And now you've just upped it by 20 minutes. And it moves quickly. I mean, for the people that get out of the office, want to change and get over to the ballpark, if you're getting there at 7:30 now, you're going to miss maybe two innings of baseball. It's not for me. But I do hope there is an upside to it, which is it's better for families and young people to go to games.
That's the biggest focus to me.
I hope people take advantage of that. I'm a weird guy where my kids, we go to games. And if it's at night, it's at night. And that's what happens. And then the next day you sleep in or you don't, or, you know, we'll figure it out. That's kind of how I do it. I know I'm weird and I'm in the minority. And a lot of people, the earlier the better, and I get that.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather take my kids to a day game than a night game. We prioritize
that. We still, even with the new times, we still can't do a weeknight game on a school night. Like, it's still too much because we're coming in, we're in and out from the suburbs. Folks that live closer might be able to do that, and you still get home at a reasonable hour. But if you've got to take the metro, you know, you get to your spot, you transfer, or you got to then get in your car and drive home, it's still too late for a school night.
But my theory, and I don't know if this is true or not, is that the average person who doesn't want to take their kids to a game because it's too late on a school night for a 7:05 first pitch is not now going to do that because it starts 20 minutes earlier. Like, you don't really take your kids to weeknight games because it's too late.
Yep.
You're not now going to do that because it starts at 6:45. And I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but
right.
I think the average person that has your stance, if the game was at 4:05, businessman special, because it's a getaway day, you'll take your kids.
Yeah.
6:45 or 7:05 doesn't change the game that much. And I think the idea is, well, kids can stay longer when they're there, and maybe that's the case.
That's part of it.
Or maybe the hope is fans will stay longer rather than leaving in the eighth or ninth inning. And I still think if the game is close, they'll stay, and if it's not, they won't. They left on a lot of people left on opening day when it was 8-4 because it was cold.
Yeah.
It was gross. And the team was getting their teeth
kicked
in.
They were getting teeth kicked in, yeah. I mean, so I think if you're closer in or even in the district proper, or don't have to have a bunch of, you know, metro waits and transfers, or for me, a 30-some minute commute going home, it is a little bit more, maybe it's just like a mental hurdle, but I do feel like it's now possible to do like a Tuesday night where you could stay for 4 or 5 innings. Especially if I've got my 10-year-old, maybe we could stay for most of a game, but like if my 6-year-old is with me, we're doing 5 innings.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I don't care whether it's afternoon, evening, you know, nighttime, daytime, morning. We can't do 9 innings of baseball. And I think there's a lot of folks that are that way. Having it earlier, maybe psychological. I don't know. And I'm sure they did some research to try to figure out all the cost benefits of it. But it does feel more family friendly to do it earlier, even if it's just 15 minutes, to your point.
Do you disagree with my gripe that the earlier you do it, the more traffic you deal with to get to a game?
Oh, yeah.
Now, 20 minutes may not be the end of the world, but I think in D.C., if you've lived in this region
you know,
you know the difference of 6 versus 6:20, 6:40 versus 7. But if you're coming in from somewhere in Maryland or somewhere in Virginia for a 6:45 start, I think you're worse off than coming in for a 7:05 start. Maybe not notably or sizably.
No, you are.
But I think it'd be even worse like at 6:30 or 6:20, too.
100%. 100%. That's why I don't know. Again, it's all trade-offs, right?
So what do you think? Take the family kid part out of it, which is obvious. Is there anything else you think that maybe they wanted to do this to satisfy?
People could stay longer because Metro on a weeknight, you know, if it's a longer game, may not run at a certain time. So folks are leaving in the seventh because they go, I don't want to have to have to rush to the last train that's going to leave the station or whatever it is that's coming from the east to take me to Points Beyond. I just think it's, you know, easier for kind of casual commuters. Not if you're coming in from like Gaithersburg, you're coming in from Lorton to come to a game, it is harder. It is. I think it's they're hoping for the, hey, I'm in town. I could swing by Nats Park, get a $5 ticket on a Tuesday and not have to, you know, worry as much.
But you talk all the time like I do about like take care of your guys. You know, take care of your...
Totally.
In our world, it's called P1s.
Mm-hmm.
The people that are with us every day, listening, that help keep us on the air and keep the lights on. Does this do that?
I don't think specifically.
I'm not saying they shouldn't have done it and it's bad because it doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think this, if you're a Nat season ticket holder from Northern Virginia or from Bethesda or Gaithersburg or something in Maryland, I don't think this benefits you necessarily. Now, I will thoroughly enjoy, and I'm sure you will, season ticket holder as well, getting home a little earlier.
Yep.
Like when I get home for the first time and I sit down and it's 10:05 and I'm at my house, which took 30 minutes to drive to, and it was like a quick moving, good pace game, started 25 minutes earlier, and I'm home and it's 10, I'll feel a lot better than getting home at 10:37 or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Juice worth the squeeze? I'm not so sure.
So I still say yes, because I think it doesn't, to your point, it's not necessarily a direct benefit to that hardcore Nationals consumer that you're talking about, right? That's coming in that doesn't have to worry about having a young family or school the next morning or whatever. I don't know that it benefits them that much. I also don't know that it costs them that much, right? Like
it's six in one, half dozen in the other.
Yeah. In other words, like it's not like, oh my God, it's 20 minutes difference. My life is ruined. I don't necessarily see it as that big of a setback. You're right. It's more difficult probably for a lot of folks commuting. To me, I think a huge part of their fan base are guys like us, not necessarily sports radio hosts, but I mean, you know, parents and what they know and they've experienced. And you and I have seen this on both sides of this. If you go to a game during the school week before school lets out in the DC area, so April and most of May, it is a ghost town on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. And even the businessman special on Thursdays, they want that changed because like no parent's going to go, or very few, hey, let's, you know, get Junior out of school, get down here, spend $100 on dinner beforehand, then probably spend the same amount in Dippin' Dots three different times, and then we'll have a temper tantrum about the ice cream, fight about it, everyone's exhausted, school sucks the next day, teacher complains. It was a non-starter. I think they're trying to fix that. And anything to fix that, I think, is a huge step in the right direction.
They might want to sign a starting pitcher or two. That might help.
Might help it also.
Might help with that attendance as well a little bit.
Interesting.
I digress.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.